In the book of Revelation, the Bible says to count the number of the beast. In the Greek, it says pebble. Pebble up the number of the beast. Use some pebbles and count it. And it'll take you about 5 years to figure out what it is. Maybe 10 years. But you won't do it. So I did the work for you. So let me tell you what the mark of the beast is. Yes, it's going to be something in your forehead. And yes, it's going to be something in your hand. But it's more than that. It's 666, the number of man. Let that sink in. Six, 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 the number of man. What does that mean? Man wants to be his own God. 666, his own Trinity. Six is the letter F. Mankind effed up. 6 foot under in the grave. That's why the letter F is six. 6 foot under. The energy of the flesh, the energy of man. All your New Age people, all your gematria people, all your Wiccans, all your false doctrine people, they will magnify mankind. They will magnify each other. They will worship each other. They will worship man. If you really take 5 years and count up the number of the beast, you'll see it's everywhere. And then you'll get depressed and you'll say, Lord, looks like the devil's winning. And then God will answer your prayer and show up on the scene. And he'll show you that, yeah, 666 is everywhere, which is the energy of the flesh, man. But the blood of his cross is encoded everywhere. So when you count up the number of the beast, you also are starting to reveal the deeper truths that are hidden in plain view. And you don't know it until you experience it, until you step into it. Count up the number of the beast. Count up the number of the beast, for it's the number of man, 666. So yeah, it's a 666 in your forehead, but it's all man's creation. It's like Elon Musk and his AI. Elon Musk and his inventions. All these inventions, man trying to go to Mars or moon or somewhere to escape the judgment of God. Why wouldn't they want to go to the moon? Because they know the Bible says the moon will go dark, the stars will fall. I mean, it's all vanity. They can't run from the judgment of God, the great white throne judgment. All they would have to do is get saved, repent, and get saved, but they won't do it. They won't do it. Why won't they do it? Pride. 666, the flesh mind. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. When the spirit mind speaks, you say everything is the now. When the spirit mind speaks, you say it's all happening now. Everything from Genesis to Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't appeared completely in a culmination yet. The culmination of the ages. Jesus is the glory of God's everywhere. He just has to appear. It's going to happen. Just like the judgment. You can actually see the judgment on the world right now. But you can also see the saints being blessed during the judgment. Just like Noah was called out and the whole world was judged, the saints see the truth and they're called out. That's why you're called the elect called out. Called out, elect saints. And so because God has called you out of Babylon, out of Egypt, out of the flesh, out of the old Adam, out of the old system, out of the world, the flesh, and the prior life, God has called you out of this system. You don't fit in. That's why they hate you. When you run not with them to the same excess of riot, they speak evil of you. They create lies. They create just like they did the prophets, just like they did Jesus, just like they did the early saints. They're doing it to you now. They've got a hive mind. They're always following you because their whole goal, it can't happen when you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, but their whole goal is to try to bring you into the hive, to bring you in, to yoke you up with the Jezebels or the Delilahs. They'll always have a Delilah on the scene. She's done sold her soul to the devil. She's slept with so many men, it's ridiculous. They always have a Delilah on the scene to try to pull you in. You think, what's that guy, the island guy, the guy that had that island? I forget his name now. Epstein. You think that was mainly to blackmail people? No. That wasn't the only thing. That's part of it. It's an attack on the soul. Half those people probably killed themselves because they got compromised instead of just repenting, you know, getting saved. They probably jumped off a bridge, half of them, because they did blackmail. But it's an attack on the soul. It's not even about what somebody does or don't do. It's about the soul. The corporations are trying to steal your soul. The media is trying to steal your soul. It's an attack on your soul. They want you to worship mankind. Worship yourself. Worship what you can do instead of what God has already done. Listen to what I just said. Babylon, Egypt, the hive, 666 cube hive mind, the machine, the material realm, they want you to worship what you're doing instead of trust in what Jesus already did. They want you working to be good enough because they have no peace. That's why they're trying to be good enough. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. But when you trust God, He makes a way. He always makes a way of escape. You just have to step into it by faith. You're saved by faith? You got saved by faith, right? Think about what I'm getting to say. Your soul and your spirit, your eternal soul, which was heading to hell, and I said eternal soul, you got saved by faith alone in what Jesus did before the foundation of the world. It was already finished, Hebrews 4. It was already finished before the foundation of the world. So because what Jesus did before the foundation of the world, you have peace and rest that you're going to heaven. So now, if that was before the foundation of the world, what about today? Do you have peace? Are you walking by faith today? Or are you walking by something else? If you entered in by faith, something that happened before the foundation of the world, don't it apply today? Isn't that an overarching principle, an archetype? What Jesus did before the foundation world, it was already written in the mind of God, and it was already finished, and Jesus sat down on the right hand of God when He went to the cross 2,000 years ago. He did His work, but it was already finished before the foundation world. You enter in by faith. It was a mystery that the devil didn't even understand. And so it was a mystery. It has been revealed 2,000 years ago. And so you enter in by faith, and it's over. It's finished. So your eternal soul, it's finished. You're saved. What about today? Your soul is eternal. It's already done. What about today? Is God going to work today? Yes. Why is He going to work today? Because it was already finished before the foundation of the world. So how does it solve itself today? Whatever the problem is. Because it was finished before the foundation of the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you count up the number of the beast, you'll see from your elbow to the end of your finger is 18 inches. 6 plus 6 plus 6. 1 cubit. From the end of your middle finger to your elbow is 1 cubit. That's the cube. Now, what is a cube? It has 6 sides. You unfold a cube, you see the cross, but everybody is in the cube. They're in a cube car, cube house, cube job, cubicle at work. They're in a cube mindset, a cube denomination. They're in a cube mind. They're in a box mind. They haven't unfolded the box and seen the cross. That's why it's all the flesh mind inside the cube system. If you can hear me, you've been blessed. Took me a long time to unfold that cube. I actually had a dream when I was a kid. The cube, I saw a cube trying to get, I remember the nightmare. It was a nightmare. I remember the cube trying to get in. I didn't know what that dream meant. Years later, after I got saved, the cube was trying to get through the goal. And I told my mom and my grandmother, I said, if the cube gets through, it's going to kill us. We can't let it get through the cube. I remember that. I was on the couch, and the couch was representing the goal, right? Like the cube was trying to get, because I was good at playing the little game. It was a hockey game. So I related it. The cube was like the puck. It was this object that was floating around. I could see it. And it was trying to get through the goal. Now, they were probably giving me drugs. You know, my mom was probably giving me some kind of drug, or they were trying to do some witchcraft or something. They probably used children to see into the spirit realm or something. So I was on the couch, and this cube, it had rounded corners like a dice, and it was floating, and it was moving fast, trying to get in between the edges of the couch, because the edges of the couch was the goal. And so if I was the goalie, right? So I was the goalie, and the cube was trying to get past me. And I could see that in my imagination, but I saw my mom and my grandmother standing there too at the same time. I could see the unseen, but I also could see the seen at the same time. And they couldn't see it. I said, "Do you see the cube? It's trying to get in. It's trying to get through. If it gets through, we all die." That's what I said. And what's happening today? The AI machine, the 666, the energy of the flesh, the inventions of man, everything that man is inventing is part of the hive mind to draw you in. The media, the internet, it's all connected. It's all connected to drive everybody into the Babylonian hive mind. So they want everybody connected. The Borg cube. I saw this before the Borg was even a TV show. I saw the cube as a child. Like, I was probably like five or something like that. Five or six. That's the only thing I remember from my childhood, really. The cube. I was actually over there today working, doing some remodel, and that was the same house that happened in. So what was happening? Okay, so I'm remodeling that same. I was in there today, right there where the couch was. I was standing right there at one point. So what's happening now was happening many years ago. It's all happening now. I can see the cube encroaching upon every person. And if you don't escape, you're going to be dead. You're already dead if you're not saved. You're a walking dead man. The cube is encroaching. The 666 is encroaching. The culmination of the ages is coming on us fast. And so what happened what I saw as a child, I see it right now. And you can see it in the computers. You can see it in your smartphones. You can see it in the digital stuff. You can see it in all the inventions. It's all worshiping the energy of the flesh. They worship mankind. And think about what they're trying to do for those who are emotionally unstable. They're trying to drug those up and trying to create socialism, and they're trying to make man better without being born again. They're trying to make the human a better creature without being, and so they let these people, that's why they let people do wrong and break into buildings and steal. And notice it's a hive. Anytime they break in to steal a bunch of phones or laptops, they're all a hive. They're not even thinking. They're not independent. They're all working in the same spirit. when they loot a city, they're all working in the same spirit. It's not a hive. I mean, it's not an individual, it's a hive. If you can't see it, I'm sorry. When you see the hive mind kick in and the police don't do nothing, that's what they want. They want the hive. Because what's going to happen on the other end? So the hive mind is stealing. So then a bunch of the corporations are going to get together and they're going to be a hive mind to counteract it. And a bunch of people are going to join on with Fox News. They're going to be a hive mind working together to stop it. So no matter how you fight it, it's still, whether it's the left, the right, the middle, the up, or the down, it's all encroaching into the 666 hive mind. And the only way you're going to escape it, because you can't stop it, the whole world is encroaching upon it. The only way you're going to escape it is trust Jesus. Really. Not just say it. I mean, receive Christ into your heart by faith. Be serious. And once you do it, you're going to go through some tests. Because God is going to test you. Are you serious? Because it's not going to be an easy road. The whole world will hate you. Your family will hate you. Your neighbors will hate you. Your spouse will hate you. Your wife, she'll hate you. She'd probably be religious because you wouldn't have married her if she was. She's going to be religious but lost, but she'll hate you because you don't do what they do. They think, here's how you can catch them. It's always emotions. Their music is emotional. They'll try to pull you in. Listen to this little country song. Listen, you need to listen to this. What they're really saying is you need to be more emotional. You need to get out of doctrine, sound doctrine, and you let your emotions control you instead of the truth. Do you understand? That's part of the 666 psyop. It's so subtle because you are a human. But you're a superhuman. You're extra. You're an ET, really, because you got the Holy Spirit, which is outside of terrestrial. You're outside of time. You're outside of the terrestrial because you've got the Holy Spirit. But they want you to stay tied to the earthly, fleshly, temporal. And they want to worship the devil. And they want to worship the flesh. And they want to go to Burning Man. And they want to do the Halloween. They want to do Christmas. Christmas, if you really do the research, and I know you won't, but if you really do the research, it shouldn't take you long, maybe 3 months. You'll find out Christmas is based on a pagan holiday. But the preachers, they won't tell you that. They don't want you to know this because they want to support their system, their money flow. It's merchandising. Christmas is about gifts and money. It's not. Yeah, and I already know the arguments. Yeah, but I know it's a pagan holiday, but it's all about your heart, your intention. You're supporting a holiday. All holidays are mockery of the holy days. They're all holidays, even your birthday. I don't. Why do you celebrate your birthday? I mean, I don't mind people saying happy birthday and all that. But why do people worship the birthday? If you're going to worship a birthday, worship your born-again birthday. You were born again. That's your real birthday. This is really ridiculous. It's really just ridiculous, people. But that's okay. You're born in a death cult. You're born in gaslighting. You're born in lies. Everything's a lie. And so as you wake up, it just takes time. Most people won't wake up. They don't want to do the research. They don't want to do the meditation, the contemplation. They don't want to give up their emotions. They want to stand on emotions instead of. Anyway. Even when you wake up to it, it's bombarding you everywhere. Everybody you rub shoulders with, it's bombarding you everywhere you go. You have to kind of cut everything off. about once a week and cut everybody and every noise off just to be able to get back in tune with it. Because you're bombarded everywhere. Almost every channel on YouTube and Instagram, it's all about worshiping mankind instead of God. Man can do anything, even the elite channels. You can do anything. If you focus on it, you can get it done. It's all about man. It's all about mankind. From the hive mind, when it's really all about Jesus, from the spirit mind. Without in him we live and breathe and have our being. Without Jesus, you wouldn't even exist. And even if you existed for a millisecond, you wouldn't last if it wasn't for him holding it all together. He holds it all together. And these people don't even know that. Every breath they take, every word they speak, every thought they have is from Jesus holding it all together. Now, ain't that a trip? And they don't even know it. Their rock and roll music, which is rebellion against God, those notes are from God. That music, those notes, those keys are from God, and they're using the keys to try to fight against God. They're using his music to create rebellion against him. It's sick. It's really sick.